My dad was a sports nut, and he said, you know, if you start learning about football now, early, by the time you're an adult, you will love it. And I said, great. So by the time I was in high school, I was like a little encyclopedia, and it just kept going and going. And I thought, when I get married, I want to marry someone that loves the game like I do. I just love it. And I lucked out. I found my Harry.
Well, Kitten and Harry Trout were a part of one of the big booster clubs here in San Francisco. They looked at it as representing all of the fan base in San Francisco in an interaction with their favorite team. Kitten and Harry saw it as a responsibility to let the players know that they had undying support for them, not just as football players, but as young men.
At that time, Gene Washington was probably our superstar. Also, of course, Bob St. Clair. And he became really, really close to us. I adore him. He would come to our home with some of the players. That started solidifying to they became very, very much like our kids.
Their warmth was just so sincere. They would hug and kiss you like you were their own. I mean, like you really were family. That's hard to forget.
I was always talking about my kids who I love, my kids. And someone said, you always talk about your kids like they really are. And I said, you know, to me, in so many ways, they are, because I'm sharing so much a part of their life that is something that is going to be probably the most important thing they've ever done. And I'm there to share it with them. When you're behind the scene, you really get to know them as people as opposed to the very large, large human beings. At least for me. You get to see the atmosphere they're around. You get to see the temperament that they have. You sit with them and they could have had a bad day working out that day or a bad game and they're mad. They're disappointed in themselves. They go, why did I drop that ball? Or why didn't I see him do this? You could see them, the turmoil inside that they would go through. And when you're with them, those emotions really kind of permeate your body. They become yours.
They weren't just there for you for that one opportunity at the booster meeting. They were there for you if you needed a home-cooked meal. Right? If you got to the point where say, I need home cooked meal somewhere. I gotta feel like I'm at home still. Harry and Kitten were there for you and to provide that family nurturing kind of feel that young guys could relate to.
I mean, they're on the field and they're practicing, they're tired, but yet they want that little bit of tenderness somewhere along there, something that touches them a little bit. And that, I think, is what we filled for them.
I saw Kitten and Harry treat every rookie that came through that way. That every rookie somehow personally belonged to them. That's a pretty comforting feeling, you know, for a lot of young guys, for a lot of rookies to come into a town. For most of us, never been to California for sure, hadn't lived in the region, and to have that kind of warmth and support be a part of some of your first experiences here with the San Francisco 49ers.
What we'd have done if we hadn't had the 49ers to cheer on? Look at the walls, watch our hairs go gray or what? It's like saying, what did your family mean to you? What the 49ers meant to me was a purpose. They literally gave us a purpose in life. It meant that much to us. They were our kids, and we took it to heart. And I don't regret it. It gave us a purpose. Without that, what would we have done? How boring.